Welcome to the show, everyone. It's me, Dickie V. We got two topics on the agenda for today. We have that Patriots game against the Jets. Let's talk about it. What happens next? They won, I guess. So what does that mean for the Patriots? We're going to be talking about that today. Also on the show today, Alex Cora announced as the Red Sox new manager. Well, manager again, whatever you want to call it. We're going to be talking about those two things, having a little bit of fun. Today on the Boston Sports Fan. All right, let's get things started, everyone. We're coming right at you after that big Patriots win over the New York Jets. Are you pumped? I don't know. I'm not. Are you pumped? I don't know what to think after that Jets game. We're going into that Jets game with two wins. I mean, at that point, there was only two teams that had less wins than the New England Patriots. Because that Patriots game was on Monday night, everyone else had a chance to already play, you know, on Thursday or on Sunday. So the Patriots game basically had the Jets and the Jags. Those were the only two teams that had, Jets had no wins, the Jags had one win, Patriots had two wins. There were a couple other teams with two wins, but I mean, really only two teams that had less wins than our New England Patriots. Can you believe it? How weird does that sound? I actually was thinking, it kind of feels like the days that we suffered before Brady and Belichick, doesn't it? It kind of reminds me of that, like, Hugh Millen, Scott Seacule's days that we had, you know? Mark Wilson, you know, there's just the cycle through of quarterbacks before we got Bledsoe and became semi-relevant. You know, you want to throw Zolak in those years? Yeah, he sucked. I mean, come on. Those are the worst, right? And kind of what we're going through now, going into that game, two wins, facing the winless Jets. Okay, if you hadn't listened to our last podcast, we brought Drew on, the only Jets fan that I know. That was kind of fun to get a different perspective in. People comment on my accent. Now, Drew had an accent, that's for sure. I don't look at myself as having an accent because I live in the echo chamber. That is New England sports. You bring in a guy like Drew, then you hear the accent. So if you haven't gone back and listened to that podcast, go back and listen to it. That's a trip when you listen to a podcast before the Jets game and then an after the Jets game podcast like this is. So going into that game, obviously, I wanted the Patriots to win because the week before, we needed the Patriots to win. That Buffalo game, I thought, you win that game, you have the Jets this week, you know, who knows, there's a chance. But when they lost to Buffalo, I kind of wrote off the season. I said, you know what, they're not going to get the AFC East. They're not. That's out. That's out of the question. The AFC East championship is gone. So now you're looking at the wild card. And I think you have a bunch of teams. I can't name those teams right now. I don't know if Baltimore's in there, Indianapolis is in there. I don't know. I don't know those teams. The Dolphins, obviously, are in there in our division. We need to get ahead of them if we want a wild card. But there's other teams, too. I don't know if those are the Raiders. I don't know. I don't know. I'll have to look at the standings later. But there's like six teams that are in those wild cards. I think this year there's more wild card teams. So maybe there's a chance. Okay? But you're competing with a lot of teams. And my thought, I never thought I'd say this. Ever thought I would say this. I was never in the tanking camp. Ever. I've never been in it. I hate it. I don't like it. I don't want to be part of it. But when you start thinking about there's only two teams, the Jets and the Jags, that have less wins, then I start thinking, interesting. Now you're talking about maybe a first pick in the draft, maybe a second, maybe a third. What does that mean? Obviously, Trevor Lawrence, the first pick, seems to be just the sure thing, right? Remember when Peyton Manning was drafted? Remember when Andrew Luck? The sure thing. Remember when Cam Newton was drafted? The sure thing, right? Number one pick, franchise changer. And yeah, we see Cam Newton now, but at that time, he was that guy. He made Carolina good right out of college. Andrew Luck took over for Peyton Manning. Both of those guys got drafted. They were that guy. From what we've heard, Trevor Lawrence is that guy. So in my mind, well, the Jets have Sam Darnold. I still think they have to take Trevor Lawrence because so much of the NFL is based on the quarterback. So if the Jets get the first pick, maybe they're dumb enough to not take Trevor Lawrence. But I think they will. I think they have to. And then they'll sort out what they do with Sam Darnold after that point. Trade him for picks or trade him for another player. Who knows? Those options are there. But maybe you lose to the Jets, okay? And see what happens the rest of the season. There was a chance that the Patriots get the number one draft pick. Can you imagine that? Trevor Lawrence. I don't want to think that way, but there was a time when I began to think that way. I am not a tank type of person. But anyways, let's speak reality. Ever since the beginning, I've said Bill Belichick wants to win. He wants Shula's record. How can you get the most possible wins in the next, whatever, 7 years that he's going to coach? And that's by winning, not by tanking. So you got to win. So they win against the Jets in a game that Cam Newton did play a little bit better. Stephon Gilmore still out. Edelman still out. Maybe Edelman out long term. We really don't know. That's going to be a soap opera that I'll be interested to watch. Will Edelman be out for the season? What will that mean for Edelman's future? Will we see Edelman play for the Patriots again? All of those questions are questions we're going to have to find out. And we're going to have to wait till it happens to find out. Because you know we're not going to get those answers from Belichick. What are we going to listen to? You know, Maz and Felger to find out? No. They're not going to tell us. They're just going to give us clickbait. They're going to give us, you know, whatever. We're not going to know. We're not going to know these answers. So we're going to have to wait. Howie's still in the concussion protocol. Maybe we'll see him in a game or two. Hopefully. But how about Jacoby Myers? What's your thoughts on that? Big, what, 167 yards on like a billion catches? I don't even know the exact stats. But well, you know, well, over 150 yards, over 10 catches. More than that for targets. So Cam Newton was able to find Jacoby Myers throughout the game. And the most impressive part that I think is that the Jets knew we were going to him. Who else are we going to? We didn't have anyone else. Bird, I guess, kind of. We're not going to Gunnar Olszewski, you know, the backup cricket player out of Worcester State. We're not going to him. And before I continue with Jacoby Myers, let's talk about Gunnar Olszewski for a minute. The dude sucks, right? Am I wrong? If I'm wrong, tell me, please. Because I don't need to be right. I don't think I'm right on every question. I don't want to be right. But I watch him, and he sucks. At kickoff returns, at punt returns, he sucks. They moved it up. You get it at the 25. They kick it in the end zone. You just down it. That's all he needs to do is down it. I don't want to see Gunnar Olszewski take it out of the end zone. If he runs it back more than 20 yards, I'll be shocked. You get it at the 25. Take it. Take it. Because you're getting tackled at the 20, the 18, the 19, the 22. It's not acceptable. You're not going to break one. At least with Cordell Patterson, you had a chance to break one. Gunner's not going to break one. So just down it. Unless they kick it to you, kickoff at the 4. They kick it off at the 4, great. Okay, give it your shot to try to get out to the 25. But he is terrible. Terrible. I don't understand how there's not another guy. There's just not. There's no other guy on the team that can return kickoffs. 90% of the time, you're just letting it go over your head. The rules are set up for that. They don't want kickoff returns. So 90% of the time, you're just putting out your arms to tell everyone it's over your head and it's just getting kicked out of bounds. 5%, you know, 5% of the time, you kick it, you're catching it and just taking a knee. The other 5%, it's a shorter kick. You got to catch it. You got to return it. Can we find somebody else, somebody on the defense, a cornerback that is fast, that has a chance to break one? A bat, you know, I don't know. A guy, any guy. Is there a guy besides Gunnar Olszewski? We just watched. I mean, how many years did we talk about the practice squad and Patriots training camp? You know, Braxton Berrios. He's, you know, he's on the Jets now. We saw him in the Patriots uniform. You know, would he have been better? I don't know. Obviously, Belichick likes Gunnar Olszewski more. I don't get it. And I'm not going to turn this into a Gunnar Olszewski bash because I don't think he's that relevant. But Jacoby Myers, let's go back into great performance. Clearly, he's good enough. Good enough for what? Good enough to be a receiver on this to any team. You don't just catch, you know, 16 receptions with 160 yards when you're the only receiver and the team knows they're going to you. You don't do that. What does that mean? He's not a number one. Okay, yeah, did he act like a number one? Yes, against the Jets. Okay? The Jets are not a good football team. We know that. I made reference to this before. The Jets probably could win the XFL championship, probably. All right? Definitely could win the Southern Worcester County League championship. Beat out Northbridge. That's where I rank the Jets. They're not good. Okay? Joe Flacco's not good anymore. Was he good at one time? Sure. He's not good. But with that being said, Jacoby Myers was good. I could be wrong, but isn't he the guy that Tom Brady threw the fit over that said, I'm done with him? Remember he stormed off the field after somebody missed a route? Maybe it wasn't him. Maybe it was Harry. Maybe it was Sanu. I don't know. I don't remember. But I remember a game last year where Brady threw it in, the guy broke out. Brady threw it short, the guy went long. Brady threw it long, the guy broke off and went short. I don't remember the exact play, but Brady slamming the helmet, coming off the field, looked at Josh McDaniels like, I'm done with that guy. Maybe it wouldn't have hurt. If I thought it was him, and if that's the case, maybe it wouldn't have hurt Tom to work with him because he was good enough to be a number two or a number three. So good performance by Jacoby Myers. We'll see where that leads. He seems so thin. I know he was a quarterback in college. He's still young at learning the receiver position. I don't know. Good game. I'm looking forward to the rest of the year. Hopefully Harry comes back. I'm not completely ready to give up on him, but boy, is he making me doubt things, isn't he? Drives me nuts, I tell you. So we'll see what happens with him. We'll see when he comes back. Cam Newton's performance, he looked a little better. He threw a couple balls at the ground. They ran the ball pretty well. Harris continues to impress. Even when he doesn't have a good game, he runs hard. But guess what? He left the game kind of hurt. So we'll see where that goes. I haven't heard anything. I haven't had a lot of time to listen to sports radio or read reports. So I don't know where that will lead. Hopefully he doesn't miss any time, because even when he doesn't get yards, he runs hard. And we like that here in New England, a running back that runs hard. And that is Harris. You know, he is a guy that runs hard. It hits the hole hard. So hopefully he's okay. I'd like to see him. We have the Ravens. That's a tough game. But I guess you could say we need to win. Not a lot of room for losing left in the season. We see the Ravens. I hope they can beat the Ravens. But I say it's going to be a tough game to win. Then we have the Texans, a game we should win, a game we can win. The Cardinals, I don't know. The Chargers, we should be able to beat them. The Rams, I don't know. How about that? Two games out in Los Angeles in a row, away. That's rare. We don't see that often. We got, of course, the Dolphins, the Bills, and the Jets, you know, towards the end of the season. So, I don't know. Three wins. I'd like to see them get up to 8-9 for a chance at a wild card, but I don't know. See, that's what happens. We miss the wild card. We end up with 8 wins and miss the wild card. Then we're stuck with what? 16th pick in the draft? I don't know. Does that do us any good? I don't know. It would have been real nice to get the 1, 2, or 3, wouldn't it? I don't know. No tanking now. Too late to turn back now. So, we'll see what happens next week. All right, let's talk a little Red Sox, because breaking news out of the Red Sox. Well, the breaking news is they hired and announced Cora as the manager of your Boston Red Sox. Surprised? I'm not surprised. Me personally, I know that you are, a lot of fans are, wanted to see Varitek. I did not want to see Varitek. I have been clear on that since the very beginning. If Varitek wants to be a manager, I think that he should join a team. He can get a job anywhere, be a bench coach. If he wants to be a manager, prove it before you're the manager of, you know, the Boston Red Sox. So if he wants it, you got to go get it. You can't just be given it. So Cora's the manager. I liked the signing because I didn't mind Cora. I thought he was okay. I like that he's a player's manager. I like that he speaks multiple languages to communicate with the young guys. I like that he's not old. I can't imagine having a guy like Tony La Russa trying to talk to, you know, 19-year-old Dominican kids. I'd hate to. I think that's just bad. So I like Cora for that, all of those reasons, you know. So I think it's good. What I'm disappointed is, why fire him? Why fire him a year ago to bring him back now? That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I understand he was going through the suspension, a possible suspension. The Red Sox didn't really know. So at that point, you fire him, hire an interim. Or I don't even know. Was it an interim? Was it a manager? I don't know. Whatever. So why fire him if you believed that you wanted him to be the manager? If that's the case, you leave him on. If he gets suspended, he's suspended. You hire him an interim and bring him back. Why the wishy-washy, fire him, then bring him back? So that's kind of a weird move on the Red Sox. Not a real move that I like. Doesn't really show leadership in my mind. It really kind of shows a lack of leadership. I think Cora's a good guy and a good hire. But if you believe in him, then stick by him and just let him have been suspended and then end the suspended and he's back. That's my opinions. I'm sticking to it. You're welcome to fight me on it. You're welcome to agree with me. Here's how you do it. In the podcast description, there's a link that says voice message. You can leave a voice message. Just click on that link, leave a voice message, and record your message. I take your message. I can play it right on the air and put your message right onto my next podcast and then respond to it. Or tell me that you're just leaving a message and you don't want to be on the air, and I will just mention your message and answer it on the podcast and respond to it on the podcast. Other things you can do, you know what I'm going to say, like and subscribe. Especially if you're on Apple Podcasts, you want to leave a review, a five-star review. That's helpful. Like and subscribe if you're new to this podcast. By hitting the subscribe button, you get alerts, your automatic downloads. That way the podcast is ready to go when you're ready to listen on your morning commute or whatever that may be. If you're already a subscriber, thank you. You are the guys that keep things going. On the next podcast, I'm going to record it today. It will be released tomorrow. My Tommy Heitzen special. I'm not going to get into it today. Big loss. You know me. I've mentioned it 1,000 times. Out of all the 4 major sports, Celtics are at the top of my heart. And Tommy Heitzen, I was a huge fan. My family's a huge fan. I'll get into that on the next podcast. Big loss for Boston sports. We'll be talking about that tomorrow. So be sure to listen. I'll talk to everybody soon. Have a good night, everyone. There is a quick follow-up a few podcasts ago. I mentioned my check engine light came on. I did have that serviced. Complete exhaust failure. Had that fixed. Luckily, I have a good guy that set me up with a decent price. So car is back in motion. Didn't need to get a new car or anything like that, but I did want to follow up because I had a couple messages asking me what ended up happening with my car. So new muffler, new exhaust pipe, had some other exhaust work done while I was in there, obviously an oil change. So had that a little bit of work done, about $400 gone. So what are you going to do? All part of work, all part of living life. That's all I got. Until next time, everyone. Have a good night, and I guess let's go Patriots.